Yo, we ready. Hit it.
Me. Done enough, yours a hooligan, so don't test. Get your jewelry taken, leave you visibly shaking. But I've learned the hard way. Listen to the theme of today, and can show you the way. Not to say I got the answers, but the answers lie between your eyes. Yes, it can decide if you stay alive or become dormant. Got the passion for the soreness. I'm in a stage of my life where I think I need some balance. I thought I needed status, but now I know that it's a phallus. Yo, welcome to the hip-hop spot. Get ready, it's coming. Let's see, let's learn, your turn now. Welcome to the hip-hop spot. Get ready, it's coming, get ready, let's go, yo, welcome to the hip hop spot. Get ready, it's coming, let's see, let's learn. Hip hop spot, get ready, it's coming, get ready, let's go, talking faces everywhere, but in private they're talking trash. You talking nugget game just to get the money fast, but you robbing your own people just for a quick buck. I'll expose you to face wannabe, so don't fresh your luck. I'm as real as they come, dog. I'm hoping you can see this, bring the power back to the people, doing it the way we know. Practice discipline daily, although it seems to be hazy. I know la vida is crazy, but that's the only way out, without a doubt. Welcome to the hip hop spot, get ready, it's coming, let's see, let's learn, your turn now. Welcome to the hip hop spot. Get ready, it's coming. Get ready, let's go, yo. Welcome to the hip hop spot. Get ready, it's coming. Let's see, let's learn, your turn now. Welcome to the hip hop spot. Get ready, it's coming. Get ready, let's go,
Yo, what's going down, my people? This is Brown96 with yet another episode of That Dopeness, the Hip Hop Spot podcast. And today we got a dope special guest. Producer, the homie Chucks Taylor. What's good, homie?
Yo, what's good? What's poppin', bro? How's everything going?
Yo, thank you first off, bro, for giving me this time, man, to get a little in your mind with the whole way you do production and just your flavor, bro. I'm loving your style of producing. I tapped in your lives last time. We're chopping it up about musical instruments and stuff like that. But bro, like, I love the flavor you put into your music. But first off, let's tell the people who you are, where you come from, and then we can start off by your childhood experiences, bro, and how you got introduced to hip hop.
Yeah, most definitely. My name is Chucks Taylor. I originate from South Central Los Angeles. I was born in White Memorial Hospital in Boyle Heights, but, I grew up in South Central L.A. I grew up there, fucking came up, got into hip-hop probably when I was, 9 years old. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. I'm fucking, I've been doing this for a cool minute in the sense of the production, I love producing. That's just like a drug. Mm. It's addicting. I just like making new music vibes and rhythms that people can fuck with, even artists and shit like that. But yeah, bro.
What's up, man? What exactly got you into hip hop though? I mean, everyone has different stories on how they got introduced to the game, but what was your story, bro?
So my mom, she had this little brother, it was my uncle, who was like the closest to my age at the time. And he was a big hip hop head. He was into Wu-Tang, Biggie, Pac. He was into Jay the Damager. He was into a lot of West Coast shit, but also he was into Snoop Dogg. He was into, that whole Death Row movement.
Yeah.
That Corrupt, the whole that whole style too, And he was like big with hip hop. He used to love freestyling, and he gravitated towards me. I remember one time I went to Target, and we walked into the store. It was me, him, my mom, and my mom gave me some money. She gave me like $20 to buy a record, right? To buy anything, like. And I fucking saw. I remember at the time. The Massacre by 50 Cent was like the biggest shit, right? It was popping on the radio. It was like the shit you would hear on Power 106 or, 93.5. It always kept playing. So I was like, all right, this is dope. And I was going to buy that shit. Like, and my uncle who was a big like hip hop head, he was like, "Nah, don't get that shit. get this one." And it was a fucking Biggie Smalls Greatest Hits.
Oh, you know? On vinyl?
No, it was a CD. But oh, the CD. It was a compact CD. It came with a DVD. The DVDs with the it came with the DVD with the videos and shit.
Oh, and so, shit.
So yeah, it had like Big Papa, Juicy. It had like all the classics that have videos for and shit. And I remember fucking buying it, and I was just like blown the fuck away, bro. Dang. Like Biggie was like probably the first fool that I heard, and I was like, damn, this motherfucker is ill. Like, like you would think like, oh, all right, 50 Cent was dope at the time, but when I heard Biggie, and I'm like, man, I could hear where these motherfuckers got their style from, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's when I started digging. That's like right after Biggie, Pac came. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Pac became my biggest influence, and then you know hip hop just grew on me, and I got into a lot of underground shit. Growing up, you know, like I grew up off a lot of music, bro. Like I like People Under the Stairs. I like Murder.
R.I.P. man.
Yeah, you know. Oh,
Double
man,
K. Sure. Yeah.
Double K, bro. Rest in peace, Double K, bro. And you know, like for me, I was always influenced by a lot of the shit on the coast, but I always kept my ears to the East Coast too, you know? And
yeah.
That's what grew on me growing up, bro.
That's what's up, man. See, that's the thing, bro. Like I've always been the lover of dope music, bro. And when I say dope music, I mean like from all cultures and shit. You know, like I'm fortunate enough to like to have my mind open enough to like search for, cause I've like since I was a kid, I've always like been like just wondering what these big discs were, and you know, of course, our LPs, you know, and while growing up, I, you know, we used to keep records like you know, like in Mexico and stuff like that, but like out here, I didn't really see many, but yeah, here we go. Every time, like I'll go to Mexico, I would always see vinyl out there, like in my family home or whatever, you know, with family. But out here, I would never see vinyl. And then I would go to stores and ask, hey, you guys sell vinyl? I mean, and then this is like, I'm talking about like in the late 90s, you know, in late 90s when I got introduced to hip hop. But I've always been like, you know, wondering like what type of music is in different places, different cultures, different countries and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So I just love music, bro, altogether dope music. And I think hip hop is one of the genres that gets not only because we sample, you know, the hip hop samples, but just it incorporates all these flavors, bro. And I think that's what, you know, makes hip hop lovers more into different cultures. It expands the mind, bro, being a hip-hop fan.
Most definitely, bro. And I felt like, for me, when I got introduced to, like, be more active as a producer, that we're talking about 2017 when I got really into, like, digging, you know, because I dig. Like, if I show you, look, you know, I dig for records, you know. I'm old school like that with it.
Yep.
Don't get me wrong, like, I'm still hip with the game, and I got connected with Tracklib too, and shit like that, where I could clear shit. It's easier, but don't get me wrong, like I still got that old school analog type of hip hop too, where you know I try to mix it up and not stay one dimensional. I always try to open up different dimensions, different you know fucking layers and rhythms that you know a lot of different people could benefit from. There's so many artists nowadays that. You know, you trip out on the different styles, the melodies that all of these different talented artists bring to the table, bro. And it's just like I could hear a lot of the reminiscing of the past within a lot of the styles, but I could also hear the evolution of how that's been, you know, progressing with a lot of, you know, different artists. And it's a blessing, bro. So, you know, it's a blessing to come across a lot of people who have that type of talent and shit. But, you know, fucking digging for records is something that I really cherish too. Like, if I think about my big influences, like Dilla, Madlib, you know, like Ninth Wonder, Like these cats dug records, you know, they that's how we found gems, you know, that people don't have.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of dope fucking producers, bro, that they're a lot of them don't even get their props, bro, enough, you know what I mean? Because of whatever reason. Because, I mean, I guess it's always been, like, the producer is, like, you know, back, you know, kind of, like, backstage type shit on the background. And, like, but the thing is that without the beat, bro, like, the rapper would just be doing a cappella. So, I mean, it should have equal fucking, you know what I mean? That's what I think.
I've always seen that. I've always seen that in the game that there's always a and I feel like right now I think is the time where a lot of producers are changing that too. Mm. You know, by being more just being more dominant in the sense of the way they market themselves.
Oh, okay, marketing.
Yeah, the way they market themselves, the way that they present themselves, the way that, you know, the tables are leveraged in the sense of the percentages and shit. And you gotta learn from a lot of these people, you know, like I also love to study the game. Like there's so many different producers, like you said, that are very talented. And like for example, like Kato on the track. Like he puts so many different producers up on game. He's always dropping gems in the sense of like which way to approach your career and how to expand it, how to be able to use your tools that you have around you, you know, to maximize what you're doing, especially when you're in the independency of yourself as an independent artist, bro. You gotta be wearing all types of hats, you know what I mean? And like you said, just alone being undermined sometimes as the producer on a track. When the track, that's, you know, that's the main thing that makes the track happen. That's the vibe. That's what inspires
the
lyrics. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's difficult sometimes for some producers to handle that. But when you're able to approach it the right way, then, you know, you could change the best for yourself. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Yeah, man. Now, let's take it back, bro. So you got introduced to hip hop. And what was your first love? Like, you know, some people just basically, you know, start off by doing some poetry, that, you know, being rapping or whatnot. But like, were you always just interested in the backdrop and the beat, or did you start writing as well?
Like music wise, no. Well, like I was telling you, my uncle, he was big time influence. When I first got into like doing something musically, my uncle was freestyling on a constant basis, and he kind of like just dragged me along, and I just started picking it up, and just started freestyling with him, and I just kept at it and kept going, and he would always like give me these little tips, and then we would watch battle raps, like we would watch Grind Time, and we would watch like you know, all these backyard battle raps, New York raps, like shit, like all these different battles, bro, and we would just study the whole spectrum of the game. And how people had different approaches lyrically, metaphorically, just being able to break down bars and tantras, doing different, you know, fucking patterns. And it's just so much shit that you can study within the game that could expand yourself. Mm-hmm. Not only as just a producer or a rapper, you know, songwriter, song creator, creative director. You know, it's just like so many different motherfucking little spots that need to be filled that a lot of people don't think about. But when you start doing all these different things, songwriting to me is, you know, like it's like freestyling, it's second nature. Mm. So like for sure, I like to, you know, I like to write shit. I like poetry. You know, it's kind of for me therapeutical.
Mm-hmm.
It's necessary in the sense of being able to release, especially when you're somebody who's really self-kept. Like I try to keep a lot of shit to myself, but when I do release my writing, it just feels a lot better to do that, because it makes it a higher degree, you know. You just have more emotion or feeling.
Okay, so with that said, like, do you have like release tracks of you as the MC?
Yeah, definitely, bro.
Okay,
most definitely.
For sure.
I do have tracks by myself, but you know, mostly for the most part, I do focus on the production side.
Production, all right.
And you know, like to me, it's just it's hand in hand. Like it's not as less important, but you know, I definitely took a lot of time mastering production, so that way, when I do get back on the MCing tip, I'm already, like, it's not that I don't do it as much. There's a lot of shit in the vault. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I work constantly. It's just that, for me, it's just like, I'm such a OCD perfectionist on this motherfucking type shit.
Yeah.
That, you know, I want to record. I want to make the shit right. You know what I mean? But don't get me wrong. Like, you've heard me go off the top. Like, you know what
Yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, for me, it's kind of like, I like to grow, you know? I like to grow when I'm tapping in. Like, don't get me wrong, I drop records here and there as gems to remind myself of the growth as I continue to, you know, go on this journey. But I definitely plan to release more solo shit in the future.
That's what's up.
But I'm working a lot of different things right now, bro. I have so many different projects on my plate. And, you know, it's like I said, it's a blessing to be able to have all these different energies and come together and create, you know, more.
Yeah.
That's going to either impact the world in a certain way, heal them, save somebody, give somebody a vibe, make somebody live, get lit, whatever it is.
That's what's
up.
We're
just trying to inject that energy into people, you know.
And that's what it is, bro. It's all emotions, energy. That's really what the art is, you know, is conveying. That's what they're offering with their music. You know, it's different vibes, different, you know, just feelings, bro. That's what it is. And that's what, like, I personally would say that a lot of hip-hop songs helped me through my adolescence, helped me through my, you know, childhood, helped me through my, all these Dang. Steps through life. It helped me because, I mean, you know, people that are really into hip-hop and really, really, like, listening to the, not only the beats, but, like, just the beats and the words, the lyrics and all that, and really taking in that message. Like you get into this mode, like, yo, like I understand what dude was going through when he was writing this. You know what I mean? Like you get that. And that now as an artist, you write about what you're going through and hopefully someone can pick that up and pick up the thing that you were trying to convey. And you were trying to, like, basically, you know, convey this message and hopefully you can change someone from, you know, whatever, you know what I mean? So I get it, bro. It's dope when you kind of like compare that shit, you know, hearing it as a kid, other people's, you know, whatever they were going through and now you're doing it. And like, now you're trying to convey that shit that's where the magic lies, bro. That's where the magic lies right there.
It's a trip, you know, like it trips me out. Because it's not only, you know, like I love to impact young people and I've impacted so many young people, you know, and it trips me out, like the messages that I've gotten from younger cats. But, you know, when like, for example, my uncle's schizophrenic now, which totally changed the way he is now, you know, and it sucks. But at the same time, it's kind of like when I hear him say, like, yo, you're my hero. To tell me, like, and he's the one who influenced me to get to where I'm at.
Yeah.
And he tells me, like, I'm his hero for being able to take it to where I'm taking it now. It's very inspirational, you know?
Yeah.
Especially with somebody who put me there, you know? Like, there's definitely a handful of people that I can say without them, I wouldn't have gone this far. I wouldn't have pushed myself to this level, you know? Of being in the game. But at the end of the day, like, I'm very humble. I'm very thankful, you know,
because, that's what's up.
You know, God is the one who gives me the opportunities to do these things. And you know, I'm a vessel. I move with my energy and I deliver what I need to deliver in order to be able to be that change for someone or be able to be that vibe for someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, man, this hip hop game, man, it's an inspiring thing, bro. And Dilla, bro, Dilla's very, you know, inspiring because all the way to his deathbed, he was so into this hip hop thing, this, you know, this game, bro, this passion, bro, of hip hop. that he took his passion all the way to his deathbed, bro. And that's where Donuts came from, the project. Now, Donuts, I was like, yeah, that's fucking dope, bro. Like, how someone can be so fucking passionate in this thing that wasn't even meant to go as far as it has. It was back when they got created, hip-hop, you know, they didn't think it was going to go past fucking a couple of years after it was fucking, like, you know, established.
Now we're here to stay, baby. We're not going nowhere.
Exactly, that's man. It's changed so many lives, bro, and it's like, you know. Now let's go back into when you got introduced to software, of like when you found out, like, yo, I can make beats, like I can make music that I'm listening to on the radio. I can make my own shit. Well, when was that,
bro? Damn, I remember, like, really getting creative with the beat making. Like, I think 2016, I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna make my own fucking beats, like, for myself. Like, fuck what everybody else is doing. Like, let me just go in and just whatever the fuck I'm feeling, like, just go with your emotion, whatever you're feeling, just go with it. Don't give a fuck about what it is. Just if it feels right, go with it. And so I really dug into that concept at a very early stage, and that helped me because there's so many people that second guess it, and they're just like, nah, okay, no. And it's just like, nah, for me, it's like, I don't give a fuck
factor. Yeah.
And that's what pushes me to elevate myself, to be able to do different things that other people wouldn't dare to do, you know? And, and so, like, when I hear, like, shit that Dilla did, when I hear the shit that Malice done, even Kanye, like, I like Kanye's beats, even though his whole, you know, his little episodes, everything has been very controversial.
Yeah.
Like, his music is still dope. Like,
it is.
His beats has always been one of my favorite as a producer. Ninth Wonder. Like, these people put a lot of soul, you know, they invest a lot of soul, a lot of time looking for those time capsules within our history. You know, because if you think about it, like, all these different people that we've sampled or that we've gotten music from, they went through what the fuck was going on in that time. And they were pouring out their souls within this music. And so when you think about how we could take that and still, you know, generate the emotion that they were expressing, but even change it, even probably evolve it. And that's how mankind should be, you know, like, that's an evolution. Being able to see how we've grown from the past, the shit that we've done, and how we could just level up and times that. You know what I mean?
That's true. Dang, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. So now you got it, you know, so you got it in your mind, like, yo, I can do this. How long did it take you to, like, first off, what software did you first use?
When I first started producing?
Yeah.
Actually, it was analog, bro. I got an XR20. This shout out to one of my mentors who came to fucking, he just came to our high school out of nowhere. His name's Legacy. Gave me an XR20, bro. Little Akai. And this little beat machine, 16 pads, had all these sounds in it. Drums, everything, bro. You could record your vocals into the machine. You could make your beats from, you know, start to finish, your verse, your hook, your bridge, your intro, your outro, whatever, all on this shit. And, bro, I just fucking went bananas on this shit since I was, like, a teenager. And I learned a lot of the, like rhythm patterns and shit that I like early on that machine. And pretty much, like, that's the first thing that I use. But when it comes to programs, like, when I got into using the computer, I definitely fucked with Odyssey. Like, the first thing, Odyssey.
Oh, you mean Audacity? Or is it Odyssey?
Yes, yeah, Odyssey.
Odyssey. I don't think I heard of Odyssey. Is it still, is it still, like, are they still making new updates on the Odyssey?
Sure. I'm not sure. I don't fuck with it no more. Bro, I only fucking fucked with it for like 2 weeks, and I was like, nah, I can't hear this shit. And then I might
have heard it, maybe.
And then just like a lot of people, I fucking started jumping on. I had the app on my phone, the GarageBand app on my phone.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, oh, this shit is dope. And I started learning how to use the sampler. There was a little sampler on it.
Oh, so, shit.
Yeah, so it has a sampler. And I was able to get, like, I have music stashed in my iTunes, right? You know, it used to be like an iPod.
Yeah.
And so I would take the music that was already there, like I had oldies and all these different, you know, classical music. And I would chop them on this app, on the GarageBand app. And I would, like, slow them down and chop them up. And whatever, and then I would take those, and then I would put it on my computer through the GarageBand on the computer, and then I would process everything through there, and then I started, like, that's before I even learned how to chop on the computer. I would chop through the phone.
Oh, shit.
And so I did it like that for a minute, and it was dope, bro. I was like, damn, this is crazy. Everywhere I went, I had this little white iPhone my mom gave me, and I would fucking make beats on it. Like, I would travel to go to Vegas. I would travel to go up north. I would just be on that shit. But, yeah, like, GarageBand, Master GarageBand, bro. There's nothing you can tell me about GarageBand that I don't know. But fucking, yeah, made a bunch of beats on that. And then after that, I went on to Logic. And then okay. I fucked a little bit around with Reason. But Logic for sure is my favorite one. Logic Pro is the one that I work with, and it's pretty much been it's been great, bro. There's a lot of things that you could do on Logic.
Yeah, there is
for sure. Like there's a lot of FL Studio producers too. FL Studio is pretty dope. I heard a lot of.
Have you tried that one?
I fucked with FL Studio before, but for me, it's kind of like I'm still. Like, I just started fucking with it. I just been stuck on the shit that I already know how to work
my phone with,
because it's easier to just continue that. But I am the type of person that likes to challenge myself, and so I did the two different programs and shit like that. But yeah,
I was gonna go back to the whole thing with the Akai that you mentioned first, the machine, right? Which one was it again?
It's XR20.
XR20, okay.
Yeah.
Now, bro, like that, no lie, bro. First time that I seen up close an NPC, that shit scared me, bro. Like, I was like, bro, what the fuck? I'm not, how the fuck am I gonna get used to this shit? And now I have an NPC 2000 XL, but like, and I'm still trying to learn the motherfucker, man. And, like, how the fuck did you, like, how did you put that negative, you know, fuck, how can I fucking work with this? How did you put that to the side and just started fucking with it?
I smoked a lot of weed, bro. I smoked a lot of weed, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I smoked a lot of weed, and I did one thing that really helped. I sent an email to Akai, and I asked them if they could send me, like, the instruction book, the instruction manual to the XR. And they emailed me the PDF, and I had that shit, bro. And I pretty much just learned what the functions and the buttons are. And it made everything a lot easier. As I continued, you know, like, I did add a lot more different toys to my arsenal. Don't get me wrong. You know, there's a lot more into the arsenal now than before. Like right now on hand, like I got a fucking, this is probably the newest thing that I've been fucking around with, but I got a fucking NPC Live. So this shit right here is pretty sick. You know, if you're like, we're starting as a producer and you want a machine that can pretty much guarantee your workflow and everything being done in one place, then for sure the NPC Live puts in work, bro. And but there's a lot of different types of machines. Preferably, like, when I perform, like, live beat sets.
Oh, shit, okay.
I like to fuck with my SP 404 and shit.
Yeah. Dang, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Now, so you started making beats on analog. You know, do you still have, I mean, how do you, how were you able to save the songs onto the RX20?
The XR20?
It has a built-in
CPU, and it carries over 60 gigabytes. So I was able to save over 100 slots of beats. Dang. I could have done 150, I believe. It just gave me a new slot, and I could choose the sounds that I could use for that slot. And then that's how it brought up. Like, I legit on that machine, like, it's still laying around somewhere, but I legit have like over 200 beats on there that I haven't fucked with, because I threw an SD card in there. So
yeah, bro. Oh shit, that's fucking nuts, bro. See, I trip out on that too, because like, you can save all these sounds and just because in what format does it save it in?
It's saving there. The way I take it out of there is I connect. It has a way to connect a quarter inch in the back, and then I connect that into my interface and run that through the computer, so I could just run the stems into the program. Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah. Cause I mean, you know, any day, bro, analog, it just sounds more fuller, bro, than any fucking digital. Of anything, you know what I mean? Analog is just always the best. Bro,
smacking. Like that XR20's drums used to smack. Like, hey. Nasty. Stink Bomb, Stink Face slap, bro.
Yeah. For sure, bro. Now, like, I was in your live the other day, and you were like, you just fuck with all types of sounds, and you just like, you know, I mean, a lot of people would say, like, Joe, like, you know, you fucking with oldies still, like you still fucking with this, you still fucking with that, like, nah, but you fucking give it a flip, like you know what I mean, and you were freestyling on some chill, you know, sample, you know, and I'm like, you know, see that's what we need more, bro. We need more of the, I wouldn't say of the old school, but you bring that new flavor. So it's like, let's marry both together. Why not, you know?
Hey man, that's a lot of thanks for the compliment though. That's much love, you know. Like I definitely, like for me, I feel like I told you the soul, bro. It's the soul, the soul that like it talks to me, you know. I tap into it. I stay in tune with it because when it talks to me, bro, it takes me to the right place, and that's how the flavors, the different, the style, the way it sounds. The way everything comes together, bro. And don't get me wrong, like I was influenced, like I'm one of those cats that has an ear for shit. Like I could be any fucking where, and I'll stop and drop everything if I hear some shit that I'm like, I need to know what the fuck that is. I need to know what the fuck that is right now. Like I've done that shit where I'll be like at Benihana's and the fucking chef's off. And I'm all like, oh shit, what the fuck is that jazz sample in the back? I'll be back.
Oh shit.
And I go to the front desk, bro. I'll go to the front desk and I'm like, yo, what the fuck is that shit playing? Give me the name. Like, was it playing on Spotify? Like, what's shit. Up? Bro, I swear to God, like, anywhere I've gone, like, I'll Shazam it. Shazam it. I'll be like, oh shit, then get my fucking phone to the speaker. Like,
stack up chairs and shit. Like,
for sure, bro. That's stack up crates, man. And shit. Start stacking crates now.
That's what's up, man. No, but you know what, bro? I've done that a lot, man. I've done that a lot where I hear something and it's like I've heard something like sampled before. Because, I mean, growing up in the hip-hop, like you hear all the fucking hip-hop that people have sampled, all kinds of shit. So now when you hear the original song, and I've heard some German-ass music that like hip-hop artists have sampled before, that I've never like listened to the actual original song, right? Right. But randomly I hear these songs sometimes. I'm at a store, I forgot where, like, you know, and I hear these sound, these songs and shit, the original song, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck was that? That was from what's its name? Like, that was from what so and so song, like Busta Rhymes song or whatever the fuck, you know, like it's true, bro. Like if you're really into this craft, you would catch shit. You're going to catch shit. You are. You know what I mean? You know, if your ear is really tuned in to music and to listening to certain sounds and certain, just because, I mean, for an example, you're always looking into the most, you know, like every single sound in your beat. You're trying to find all the detailed sounds in your beat, right? And you're breaking it down. You're making layers and fucking with every single sound, every single noise in your fucking beat. Right. If you're not OCD before hip hop, and you're really into hip hop and really producing and shit like that, you're gonna become OCD because you have to make sure that everything is aligned and everything is like on point. And I think, I'm not saying that hip hop, but just in general, when you're super into something, you're gonna want to be a perfectionist because you know that's really your passion. You know what I mean? So yeah, bro, I understand when you say like, you know, I was at the store and I fucking heard this sound, like what the fuck, like I want to sample that shit. I want that shit. I wonder what I can do with that sample. You know what I mean?
No, for sure, bro. You don't know how many times. You don't know how many times I'm like, let me pop Shazam up.
Like, yeah.
Bro. And then there's been times where Shazam doesn't have it, and I go, I'm like, fuck, there goes a beat that could have been a fucking hit or some shit, you know? Like, I legit think about it like that, bro, because I've realized that anything could become, like, anything could fucking skyrocket, like, at any time, you know?
For sure, man. Now, I remember I used to always, like I have a big-ass vinyl collection, and I've tossed a lot of shit out, you know what I mean? Because I sometimes just go by the cover. You know what I mean? Because sometimes the cover is super fucking dope. You pop it in, it's a piece of shit fucking, you know, LP and shit. But, like, how many times have you been, like you pick up some vinyl and you're like, what the fuck is this? Like, you know, like, it's usually the beginning of the songs, bro. On some, like, you know, some jazzy songs and shit.
I have a stack that I think I would never show anybody. Like,
that's what's up.
That's like on some real shit. I got a stack that I would probably met up some records and found them on Google and tripped the fuck out on how much I bought it for to compare it to how much it costs. And I just like, I shit my pants. Like, fuck, I bought a vinyl for $5 and it's legit like going for fucking 2 G's.
Ooh, on eBay. Shit.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
That's the shit sometimes that happens, bro. And you know, like, I have a lot of Hidden Spots records. Shout out to the car wash. I ain't gonna tell anybody where the car wash is at, but shout out to the car wash because they got some fucking records.
Yeah.
They don't even know about the car wash. The car wash is like a ghetto joint spot in the hood. I don't even know. It's probably like some 70s ass cat who fucking grew up on that good shit and just collect the vinyls. That motherfucker has some shit, dog. And you don't even know what the fuck he's selling to me sometimes. That's the shit I trip out on. It's like, do you really want to sell this to me for $5?
Fuck it. Dang. Dang, you know, that feeling, bro, is that feeling when you found some shit and you're like, damn, like, you know, like some people just don't know what the fuck this is really like. And it's not like, to me, it's more than just, of course, you know, it's a lot of money that, you know, people are going for. But it's like, it's the knowing that you're tapping into uncharted territory, almost like, you know, it's like, no one has anyone really sampled this type of shit. Like, dude from People Under the Stairs, fuck's his name. I mean, both of them actually, Double K and I forgot the other dude's name. That's one. He's from fucking from Portugal, and he was always talking about the fact that he goes out there and he buys some, like, he's always going around, just everywhere that he travels, he's always fucking buying vinyl. From every, like, country and shit, I'm like,
dang. You gotta think about it. There's shit that got stuck in that little place and never made it out the world. So that's why they do that, because sometimes you come across some, like, gems that never got distributed to that degree, and you're just like, where the fuck this shit been at? And it happens, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some people are blessed, bro. I don't know. Like, that's the shit. It's a blessing. It's like, yo, it's like God leaving you that. Like, here you go. Here you go. Here's the next one. Here you go.
Yeah.
You know what to do with it. Like, and it's just like, I get so happy when I make a dope-ass beat. Like, it makes my fucking day. You know, like, I always try to stay consistent with the way I always try to stay. Just making beats on a constant basis, because it only helps my growth.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what's up, man. Now let's go into your production, into your actual production. When you start a beat, what is the first thing you? I think I asked you on the live this. Like what is the first thing you do when you start, when you like, you know, starting from scratch? You open a new doc, a new file, a new project, and what is the first thing you fucking lay down? The sample. Some kicks. What is that?
It really depends on my mood, you know. That's where it starts. I get into my mind mentally. Once I start like thinking like, all right, what direction do I want to approach? Then I'll start playing music. You know, if I want to play samples, I'll play samples. If I want to just sit and just fuck around and start playing the keys and start, you know, doing transitions and playing around and, you know, doing progressions and shit like that on the keys, then I'll do that. Or sometimes I want to start with a fat ass slapping 808, some shit that'll smack you right in the face and you'll just be like, right off the bat. Like, it just really depends on my vibe, like, you know. Sometimes it's just that's the recipe. Like the key ingredient for me is how am I feeling and how do I transition and, you know, make that go into the music. How do I fuse it with the music? So that's when I let the emotions talk. That's when I let whatever the fuck I'm listening to get in tune and hit me. So that way when I make what I make, it hits you.
Okay. That's what's up. Now, for the ones that may be listening and would like to, like, have, you know some tips, perhaps, to, like, kind of get more used to. Maybe they see, like, you know, software as a challenging thing. They might not, you know, they're kind of like, oh, man, like, how do I start this? Like, it's just so much going on, so many, like, you know, these plugins and all these buttons and all kinds of shit. Like, what would you recommend they do for them to get it, you know, understand it more easier and for it to become second nature?
Fucking YouTube University.
Hmm.
I'm saying, nah, but I'm the real shit. Like, I think everything became easier for me when I started learning how to just count your bars.
Okay.
When I started learning how to count my bars, I started understanding the transition of music. You know, when I heard records, when I heard how certain, you know, different artists approach the record, because so many different people just have a different liking of how they want their breakdown to be. And it just makes you grow as an artist yourself, understanding like, all right, how can I present my music where it's going to sound presentable and it's not going to sound like some crazy all over unorganized shit, you know, because like you said, like, you have to have some type of organization and host, not some type. You need to have organization, period. You know, the way your track is going to smack, even though, like, for me, I like my shit to always have just this extra fucking, like, bounce to it. I like swinging my shit, you know? I like to have this bounce.
Yeah.
To it. And so, for the most part, like, when you want to have a track to really fulfill what you want the listener to get, is you really have to tap into understanding how you could just surprise them. Like, oh shit, the melody's playing, you probably got a snare. Oh, the 808 just dropped. Damn, the clapping, the smacking. Oh shit, the fucking second melodies are making me shake. Like, you know, like, it's just, it surprises you every taste of the track. Or sometimes the track could be straightforward to your face, raw, and hit you hard. You know what I mean? It's just, every vibe is different. And for me, as to a beginner, is I would tell them, like, tap in and just go. Like, don't lose confidence and feeling like it sounds bad. My fucking shit sounded bad when I first started. You know, nah, I'm just playing. Maybe my first beat sounded alright. It's alright. that's the thing that made me want to do beats. I'm like, oh, I can do this shit. I'm the first beat sound cool. But nah, you know, like, honestly, you gotta just be consistent. Consistency and being able to push yourself to not give up, because patience is always going to test you with music. You have to have a lot of patience to hear this shit over and over and over and over again, to hear every detail, to break it down to the degree where it's like, even the greats to hear it like, oh, damn, I heard what you did to this little part, even though somebody didn't hear it. I heard it, and you just appreciate that more. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. I appreciate that, man.
It takes time, bro. It takes time.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. Now, what was the thing that was that every time you got to that particular spot of producing that you got stuck, if any? Like, what was the most difficult part of beat making that you can remember to this day?
When I got stuck? You know what? I don't think about when I get stuck. I just take a MIA. I take a vacation. I would legit not make a beat for a week deliberately because I want to tap into my other creative zones. You know what I mean? Like, I like to paint, or I like to read books, or I like to meditate, and sometimes it takes away, you know, from the other creative aspects that I like to expand, to help me also as a person, you know. You know, like, I like grab, I like all that shit, you know, like, I like doing different types of things. For me, it's just, like, I like to go balling, like, let's say, for example, I like to go play basketball, bro, you know. And sometimes I'll go into this phase where I'm like, fuck, I went to go play basketball, like, every single day of the week. Why? Because it's just like, I felt good, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes that's life. Life takes you to where you're feeling happy and you're feeling good.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. After you're done making the beats. Yeah, my bad. What was that?
I said you got to live too, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So after you make the beats, bro, like, do you mix it down or you just leave it like that?
No, I fuck with my shit, for sure. I definitely fuck with my shit. I definitely, you know, I'm like, I like to make my shit sound good. I like my shit to smack, but at the same time, like, I want to be able to present something to the artists where they can just go in. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, okay.
And so it's easier for them to not worry about it. But I've had situations where, yeah, like, I've never had a problem, like, if you got an engineer and this motherfucker's top notch, like, hell yeah, let's get it. Here's the stem, you know, like, for sure. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not against it either. Like, I'm always for whatever's the best for the song and the record.
Yeah.
You know, the overall.
I mean, it is your name. It is your name there, you know, after all. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? Yeah, for sure. I feel that, man. Now, what is your go-to plugins when it comes to, like, mixing and things like that?
What's my go-to plugin?
Yeah, that you love using. That it just gives that extra, like, dang, that shit made it sound even better.
I'll be realistic with you. Like, I keep it real simple. You know what I mean? I try not to go and overdo it. Damn, they tell me don't give away the sauce.
Don't give away the sauce.
That's facts, and that's true. You know, like, I keep it real simple, bro. I'm very unique and smart with the way I approach my mix or the way I want my shit to sound. It just, it depends on how the beat is approached. Like, if it's some 808 heavy shit, yeah. So I'll definitely stay on, like, knowing the compressors, you know, like, on a neutral level, bro. I'm not, like, if there's plugins that I would use, you know, it's shit that a lot of people would probably already use. Like, I like, you know, that fucking Fast Office play. Or, like, you know, like, there's just different, it's funny, too, but the kicks sound fat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just different. There's different little different things that I use, but nothing that, you know, somebody can't get their hands on. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. So now, as for marketing,
I'll tell you my one thing that I do. As for, like, my lo-fi, like when it comes to my lo-fi shit, like, I do run a lot of shit through my 808. I'm into my 404.
Yeah, SP.
My SP 404.
Yeah.
So it gives it a lot of a crispier, you know, thicker sound.
You can do a lot of shit with the SP, bro. Like I got me one actually right here.
Yeah, bro. You run your shit through that. That's it. And also, it sounds nice and crispy.
You know what, bro? The thing is, a lot of people do a lot of fucking chopping with this shit. Like, a lot of people do a lot of crazy shit, bro. Like, I've seen. I don't know if you ever seen like the beat makers that from like the East Coast. They're big with this, you know, that they take their 404 to like parks and shit like that, and like, cause I interviewed a couple people from like, you know, from out there at East Coast, and they fucking like do crazy shit with the 404, bro. Like they I don't know, bro. I can't even explain it. You know what I mean? It's just like, do you ever like do? I mean, you said you take your 404 when you go do live, right?
No, for sure, bro. No, for sure, bro. Like I've done mixes to the homie, fucking DJ Warlock. Like they be getting down with, you know.
That's what's up, man.
Like it happens out here too. You know what I mean? Like a lot of cats out here. You know, you got Surplus, you got, you know, a lot of cats that be doing that shit out here that are predominant with that. The 404 is it's a very well aligned tool in the game. You know, a lot of cats be murking with that shit. But for me, it's like, it's just more of a preferable tool to use for performancing because you have so many options, so many different effects and approaches. Yeah, like, and so it makes it easier to just be able to have a more smoother beat set, bro.
That's dope, bro. See, that's the thing. When you know your options, bro, and what you can do with certain things, but then again, you have to actually put the time in to understand these devices. Because every device has its own sound. You can do different things. Like you can produce different sound with all these different devices. And then like that's the thing that people don't, I mean, I guess, you know, nowadays you're just so busy with fucking life and shit that it's just hard to put your fucking all into, you know, one device at a time and shit. People just want the right, you know, the fast fucking results and shit. And that's what DAWs do. You know, DAWs bring that those fast results because it's, you know, less time spent to it to understand it. But
Man,
as for marketing your product, bro, like what is your go-to marketing strategy? Like, is it just Instagram or YouTube or what is it?
No, for sure. I got a lot of people who can hit me up through Instagram. That's where a lot of cats find me. But like marketing, I have, you know, everything in the sense of, you know, being on every platform, being on, you know, doing interviews, doing social media, doing, you know, Facebook, doing, you know, everything that pretty much somebody who already does what they do in the sense of what they do for themselves as an artist. Don't get me wrong, I feel like there's gonna be a level increment within my content within the next couple of months, you know, because it's just, I feel like that's when I get into like album mode or creative mode, because I'm working on a lot of shit, right? I tend to start pushing more shit when I'm like, all right, here we go, the ball's rolling again, you know. And so I start all this content that I order as I'm getting ready to release these projects, because I line shit up. I premeditate it, you know. Everything's premeditated in the sense how I want to approach it, because it's just easier to be ready, you know what I mean? It's easier to be ready, be prepared, you know, have shit recorded, have shit done before you start promoting shit. But at the same time, like, I try to give myself a little a percentage that I need to get to before I start promoting, so I can push myself. You know what I mean? Because it only elevates how much I want to finish it. You know what I mean? Sometimes that's the hard part with a lot of a lot of artists. We'll do everything that needs to be done, and we'll get almost there. And then, you know, there's all these different things that are happening that we didn't prepare for before that are delaying what was the original date. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, yeah, there's always like this factor, that reason that always, you know, keeps you from, yeah, I mean, I've gone through that shit myself. Like, there's always something, bro. But like, yeah, like you said, man, consistency, bro. That's what keeps you, you know, because I mean, there's a lot that we got to, you know, to look forward to, bro. Like, especially like yourself, you know, you're a writer, you know, you spit, like you're a producer. You got so much to look forward to, bro. And that's the thing, bro. Like with hip hop, there's just so much to love about it, man. And, you know, especially if you're into more than one type of you know, thing within hip hop, then there's just so much to just, you know, to embrace. Which is a beautiful thing, bro. So, you know, it is, because I mean, I always say this, bro. Hip hop saved my life, and that's why I'm still like really, you know, really fucking, you know, grateful for the love of hip hop and shit. But yeah, bro. So yeah, I mean, as for projects that you have, do you have any beat tapes?
Yeah, bro. So I released my first beat tape in 2017. It's called Figueroa. That's pretty much where I grew up on. Figueroa is like a block, you know. So I grew up like on 88th and Fig. Pretty much like in South Central and shit. So yeah. My first beat project was like kind of dedicated to where I grew up. And then I also released, I have a couple of them. I have 409 colors. 409 colores, it's in Spanish. Then I have Postpone. It's probably my favorite one out of all the beat tapes that I've done. And recently, earlier this year, I released a five beat project called Till Dusk.
Yeah, it's freezing, bro.
Dust done.
You got it, bro? Yeah, the thing. Yeah, I see that. Bro, I see that cover. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if you caught that. Yeah, From Dusk Till Dawn, bro. That's the last one that I released. That's a couple months ago. We just released a video for it. I fully produced that whole project. It's probably one of my, like, earlier dope projects that I like. Yeah, man, I have another project, a compilation project that I did about 2 years ago called Clarity. And pretty much Clarity is a compilation project with a bunch of different artists from LA, you know, from, you know, fucking Mervok, Architect of Advise, you know, homie Hollow Visions, Ganesha, King Arthur, Goldpine, like all these different artists that bless the project. I also did a couple tracks on there. So, you know, like I have different things that I'm working on and shit.
Oh, no doubt, bro. See, beat tapes, bro. Personally, bro, I like to listen to. I mean, I've only heard the music that you have on Instagram. You know, like you be going, you know, recording yourself, you know, recording the beat you're working out at the moment.
Yeah, no, for sure, bro. I just released a song, my last song that I released with the homie Hollow Visions called Sonata.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty dope, raw, emotional feel that you have on that beat. You know, so that's the last song that I released or I produced. But, you know, me and him are working on something in the sense of a, you know, a little, you know, LP. And then we also have a project that I have pretty much already done recording with the homie Humorous called Abstract. It's a 14-track project.
And yeah, man, I have one more project that I'm working on that I'm waiting on a couple more features that might be coming out next year, early next year. It's called The Relic. It's pretty much another compilation project that I'm working on that, like, the likes of, you know, The Strut, MC Wix, we have, you know, Viva Mezcal, Evolve One, you know, all these different heavy MCs in the underground right now that are pretty much on this project that I'm creating.
Yeah, they all part of the OTR, huh?
Some of them are, not all of them. Yeah.
That's what's up, man. But, like, as for the beat tapes, bro, where can people listen to that?
You could catch my beat tapes on any platform. Just look up my name, spelled just like the way it is on my handle, CHUXSTAYLR, and you'll find my discography on any platform.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. No doubt, man. And yeah, you got some dope people that you're working with, bro. Like, a lot of them, I'm already listening to them. I already been listening to them, you know. So, like, you know, you're working with some dope ass people, bro. By any chance, have you ever worked with Bonnie Blue?
Bonnie Blue, we're in the talks. She's gonna more than likely be on The Relic.
Yeah, she's dope, bro. She's fucking dope. Yeah, Over the Edge, is that one of her tracks? I love that fucking track, bro.
Yeah, expect her to be on The Relic, bro.
Yeah.
Bonnie Blue, for sure. Yeah, she's a homegirl, bro.
That's what's up, man. A good team, bro.
We just talked about it. So we got some shit that's gonna, you know, go down.
That's what's up, bro. Yeah.
Hey, no doubt, bro.
I'm looking forward to that shit, bro. For sure, man. Nah, but, you know, any shout outs, bro, before, you know, wrap it up?
Oh yeah, shout outs to Homie Double D for you know, blessing me all the time, being able to be at GreenNav Studios. This is home right here. This is where the magic happens, bro. You know, this is where I make a lot of the best shit that I've made for the last couple of years. And shout out to my mama. Stay blessed, mama. Nah, but for sure, shout out to you, bro. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you. Appreciate your time. And, you know, I just want to shout out the team, everybody who's been putting in work. Every artist out here that's been grinding hard, bro. There's been so many different people that have been consistent this year. And shout out to the Most High, bro.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Likewise, man, I appreciate that. I appreciate your time, you know, and you dropping some dope-ass music, man. Keep on doing that. You know, I'm going to keep on supporting, listening to that shit, and keep rocking it, bro. That's all we can do. Love for hip-hop. Hey, as for me.
Much love. Appreciate you, my dude.
Hey, so what's up, man? As for me, Brown 96, Hip Hop Spot Podcast, tuning into the next episode of the Hip Hop Spot Podcast, always bringing the inspiration, motivation, and stay inspired, my people. Stay dope. Thanks, bro. Much appreciated.
Much love.
All right. Good night.